Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, September 6, 2022. I'm Jen Cutter. Ireland's Data Protection Commission fined Meta €405 million, approximately $402 million, following a two-year investigation into the handling of teenagers' data and breaches of GDPR rules. One of the violations, including allowing users 13 to 17 years old to set up business accounts, which made user contact information publicly available. Instagram also allegedly made young user profiles public by default. This is the largest fine the DPC has issued against Meta. The company was previously fined €225 million, approximately $267 million at the time of the fine, for WhatsApp not properly notifying EU citizens about how data was collected and used. Variety reports Netflix will launch an ad-supported tier beginning in November rather than 2023 to launch ahead of the Disney Plus planned ad-supported tier in December. Netflix's ad-supported tier may launch in the US, France, Germany, Australia, and Canada, for between $7 and $9 a month, compared to $15.49 for a standard subscription. A spokesperson for Netflix says, "We are still in the early days of deciding how to launch a lower-price ad-supported option, and no decisions have been made." In July, Netflix reported a Q2 loss of 1 million subscribers. Earlier this year, Fitbit launched the irregular heart rhythm notifications in the United States, and now over 20 more countries are able to get alerts for any detected atrial fibrillations. The countries include those in the European Union and Canada. Irregular rhythm notifications are available on Fitbit Charge 3, 4, and 5, Inspire 2 and 3, Versa 2, 3, and 4, Sense 1 and 2, and Fitbit Lux. The Fitbit app must be on iOS 15.5 or higher, or Android 12 or higher. NHS Digital awarded IBM a £15.2 million contract, approximately $60.2 million, for supporting and developing the NHS app, which the UK government wants to designate as the standard way for health services to communicate with patients. The app first launched in early 2019 and has goals to work seamlessly with other services at national and local levels and, where appropriate, be integrated into patient pathways. The IBM deal is set to last 4 years. Chipmaker SK Hynix will invest approximately $11 billion over the next 5 years on a new plant in South Korea, expected to start production of memory chips in 2025. The new fab is a two-story building equivalent in size to combining the existing M11 and M12 manufacturing plants. Last month, Korean chipmakers reported the first decline in shipments in 3 years, and SK Hynix says the investment is geared for the next upturn, which it expects in 2025. Vice Chair and Co-Chief Executive Park Jung-ho said the company grew into a global supplier the past 10 years by investing during times of crisis. A report from German tech site WinFuture has early details on Insta360's next camera, set to be officially unveiled on September 8th. The upcoming X3 360-degree camera appears to have a larger display than its predecessor, the Insta360 ONE X2. Wind Future says the X3 will have the same 5.7K resolution from the previous gen, though updated image sensors can hit 4K in single lens mode, up from 1440p. Time-lapse videos can be 8K, with still photos up to 72 megapixels. No word yet on frame rates or water resistance. Another report from German tech site Wind Future has details about the upcoming GoPro Hero 11 Black, which will have some similar specs to the Hero 10, like the 1.4-inch front display and 2.27-inch touchscreen on the back. It also sports a wider lens capable of 27 megapixel stills, up from 23. Wind Future says video will be 5.3K at 60 frames per second and 4K at 120 frames per second, along with improved hypersmooth technology. No pricing leaked as of yet. TikTok reportedly suffered breaches exposing source code and user data. However, the source code breach was denied by TikTok. A company spokesperson told Bloomberg, "Our security team investigated this statement and determined the code in question is completely unrelated to TikTok's back-end source code, as well as denying the claim about exposed user data." Troy Hunt, founder of Have I Been Owned, suggests the shared data consists of publicly available information. One of the hacking teams suggests users change their current passwords and enable two-factor authentication. Bloomberg News reports on October 1st, Sony will lose Masayasu Ito, one of the main architects behind the PlayStation 4 and 5 consoles. Ito started with Sony 36 years ago working on in-car audio equipment, moved to the console division in 2000, and eventually became the executive vice president of hardware engineering and operation and representative director of Sony Interactive Entertainment. Sony did not reveal any particular info about the departure, other than the 60-year-old executive is retiring. And a new study published by the Health Communication Journal suggests doomscrolling negatively impacts physical and mental health and creates a vicious cycle. The study's author, Associate Professor Brian McLaughlin, said the 24-hour news cycle could bring about a constant state of high alert in affected individuals, with 16.5% of 1,100 people showing signs of severely problematic news consumption, leading to greater stress levels, anxiety, and poor health, making the world seem like a dark and dangerous place. For more discussion on the tech news of the day, subscribe to the Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com, where you can also find the show notes and links to every headline. Please remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines on your podcast service of choice. From everyone here at Daily Tech Headlines, thanks for listening.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.